the things that he did at that time mm-hmm. for this revolution, if right. today we can say, like, if Iran has the constitution today, it's because of the hard working of Shahid Beheshti, the dedication that he had on this work.
This is a natural principle, that people are affected by their rulers.
One thing very obvious about his character that made him more influential was his management skills. Not only management skills, but in the more modern sense of it, leadership qualities. He was truly a leader. And when it came to him actually leading the whole group of scholars who were working on the Iranian constitution, you can see the high capability of this person.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is the program, The Teacher, and analysis on the thoughts and speeches of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists all across the nation of Islam. With me in the studio today are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Dr. Razazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
So, regarding the series on Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti and discussing his different addresses and his speeches, for today's discussion, we want to dedicate it to one of the most important topics, which was also tackled by Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti, and that is the concept of adl or justice. Before getting to this topic in the views of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti, let's listen to one Farsi audio file along with the English translation, and then we will continue our discussion.
In jahan va in insan bar paye adl va etedal va hamahangi.
This world and human beings were created based on justice, moderation, and in harmony. And God's existential rule is the rule of justice. Mankind on earth is responsible for claiming justice. As we read in the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Hadid, verse 25, that certainly we sent our apostle with manifest proofs, and we sent down with them the book and the balance so that mankind may maintain justice. The people, the whole humanity, is responsible for bringing justice in the shadow of the Quran and the divine teachings, and following the prophets and imams. Thus, in an Islamic society, a truly Islamic society, there will be nothing against justice. Justice must manifest in our social interactions. Moral values are origin and not the means.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. What you listened to was Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti talking about the concept of adl or justice, along with the English translation. And Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, justice, of course, justice is a rough translation for the term adl. Shahid Beheshti also uses the word qist. First of all, let's start with this terminology. I mean, what's the difference between adl and qist? And what does it mean exactly by adl in Islamic viewpoints?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, as you said, that's true, that the justice is not the proper translation of adl that has come in the Islamic terminologies. And if we look at the Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of justice, it says that fairness in the way people are dealt with. That's whereas right. when we refer to Quranic text or Islamic text and we look at the definition of adl over there, it means to give every person its right.
The right share given to everybody.
Yes, the right share given to everyone. That is adl, basically. And whatever a person deserves, if you give that to that person, that is adl, basically. Otherwise, it's being fair or obviously the general translation of justice that we have in English in Arabic, if we want to transfer it to Arabic, that will be insaf. Mm-hmm. To do insaf, equality.
That's right.
Fairness.
But this qist that Shahid Beheshti is referring to, what is it?
In the Quran, we have adl and qist, both. Mm-hmm. When it is said, when it is related to the monetary terms, mm-hmm. counting, it is said qist is used over there. And whenever it is related to the people's actions or the rights of the people, then obviously the word adl is being used. So the basic difference that the Islamic scholars make between these two things mm-hmm. is whenever you refer to the, you can say like the monetary, in monetary terms or counts, counting, they count it as qist. They say like use the word, they use the word qist over there mm-hmm. and for the general actions, they use the word adl.
And usually they come together. I mean, qist and adl usually juxtapose each other. Come together.
Obviously, because there is a right and there is the general right that a person has for his action. And there is some, obviously, monetary rights mm-hmm. that he has. Maybe you're not paying the poor their money.
That's right.
And you're not looking after your family or the society.
Okay.
That's why the both terms are used together.
In order to cover the whole scope. I mean, the monetary one and the abstract one. Okay, Dr. Reza Zadeh, let's get to you, brother. And why this concept of adl and qist is important in Islam? I mean, Shahid Beheshti tackles it as a very important concept regarding the societal matters and societal problems.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, this topic is indeed one of the most important and actually one of the most foundational topics that we can talk about, because the concern for having justice in the world, and not only in the world but also in personal life, has been one of the oldest and the most important concerns that the humanity have had from the beginning of the history of creation. One reason of this importance is that the concept of justice is such a comprehensive concept that covers all the different aspects of every person and all different aspects of the social life of the humanity. Because it has social meaning, it has political meaning, we have political justice, economic justice, personal justice, ethical justice. To the extent that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Adlu asasun bihi qiwamul alam, you know, justice is a pillar. That the foundation of the universe is based on it. Everything is based on the, and the creation is based on justice, the creation of God. This is important. This is the basis of all the creation and everything that we see in this world.
That's right.
But this is one type of, let's say, justice, which is the work of God. Mm-hmm. There is another aspect of justice that we need to talk about it, and that is what Shahid Beheshti is talking about, and that is the responsibility of people in establishing justice in the world.
Okay, we'll get to that, Dr. Reza Zadeh. Thank you very much for this.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Said Mohsen Naqvi, a very beautiful point tackled by Dr. Reza Zadeh. We have two types of justice, the justice that has been put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the order and the harmony of the humanity and the creation of the universe. At the same time, we have the justice and equality in the society, which is, I think, a copy of that one, isn't it? I mean, the role model is the divine one, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. Obviously, amongst the principles that we believe being a Shia, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being one, and we believe that He is just. So when He is just and He has created everything on the basis of justice, then obviously the creation should also have justice amongst them. And they should follow justice. today, if we have issues in the society, today, if we have corruption, today, if we have oppression in the world, it is all because we do not have justice. Mm-hmm. We translate justice as fairness, which is wrong.
That's right.
Which we said in the beginning of the program. We brought the definition that is said by, like, the true definition of adl. So basically, because we are not giving the rights of people, that's why we have all these issues. In the society, if the justice is not there, then obviously that society cannot achieve the perfection or go towards the purification. That's one thing. The second thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is just and He created everything on the basis of justice. Mm-hmm. When He sent His representatives, or we can say like the prophets that were sent by Him, they all were ordering people towards, or they were calling people towards justice.
That's right.
And that was the main idea, because in the audio file that we had from Shaheed Beheshti, he also said, like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this whole universe on the basis, on the principle of justice.
That's right.
And that's the main core which we need to follow.
Okay. It is very important. And sometimes around the world nowadays, we see, like, Reza Zadeh, there's so many justice-seeking movements, which are after, we can say, achieving justice for different groups, the minorities, the colored people, and different look. But at the same time, I think the justice that they define has no divine coloring.
Yeah.
I mean, the role model that you are taking is, again, based on the socio-political preferences and priorities of the era in which they live. But it seems that if we want to have and define justice in the true sense of the word, we have to look at it first in the divine sense of the word. Isn't it true?
Sure, of course. That's very true. Because, but before going to this, I just want to add one thing about the concept of justice. You know, according to what Sayyid truly said, Ad has been, defined in many different ways.
Right.
We define it according to something that we have in our tradition, and also we can find some hadith about it.
إِعْطَاءُ
كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقَّهَا, giving everything the rights that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not only limited to the people.
That's right.
I said that it's very comprehensive.
Okay.
Everything is based on justice.
This is the concept of rights come to the scene.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, very similar to this sentence, says, Al-adlu yada'u al-umura mawada'aha. Justice puts everything in its proper order.
Proper place.
So this is something very important, and we need to have in mind that justice is not only for human beings.
Okay.
Another important point about the concept of justice is that it is not equal to equality. Mm-hmm. Many people think that justice is equality, but that's not the case.
That's right.
These are two different concepts. In some cases, in some examples, justice may be the same as equality. Mm-hmm. In many cases, justice is different from equality.
That's right.
In many cases, equality is not good, because I said giving every person or thing what they deserve. If people or thing deserve different things, equality is not good.
Okay.
But something that does not have any exception, this is one of the concepts that does not have any exception. It's an absolute concept that is good in every place and in every situation.
Yes.
That is concept of justice.
So equality is musawat in Islam?
Yes.
That's
right. It may not be good. It depends on the situation. But justice is good all the time.
And I've got so many questions regarding this topic. I mean, what's the difference between musawat and justice? Because in a society, if the people are going to be given the same share, the people think that this is justice, but I think this is not.
Yeah.
And we have to discuss it more inshallah in upcoming session of the program. We are done for today.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Reza Zadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi for your presence in the program. We'll continue our discussion regarding the concept of adl or justice, and also qist and musawat, we can say equality and justice, in our upcoming session of the program. But do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
علم.